This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Julian Ng, and with me, Joyce Goh. To talk about world markets today, we have on the line Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lander & Fuse Capital Managers in New York. Dodge, good morning. It seems that the enthusiasm for the U.S.-China trade truce was pretty short-lived. Do you think that this is indecisiveness on the part of investors?
Well, good morning, I think. Yes, there are two things. First of all, there is a difference of opinion in the U.S. and the Chinese perception of what was agreed to and not agreed to. Secondly, Trump has now sent a message that with Lighthizer leading the U.S. negotiations with China, the fact that there is a perception now that the United States is going to be more disciplined and expect to receive more, particularly in terms of tech theft, in order for everything to continue. The world needs to have some kind of resolution to this. It now is not as, the perception is not as positive as it was. Because of that, the market is pulling back. It is reacting, particularly the U.S. right now is reacting quite negatively because the perception is not much was agreed to despite what Trump said in the beginning, and B, it appears that the negotiations are going to have to continue and they're going to be tougher. So the perception is really what is driving the market, and the fact that this is not going to be resolved quickly, that we're going to get into next year for sure, leads the rest of the market to question performance for the rest of the year.
So, Dodge, what investment strategies should investors undertake right now? Because you're saying that it's a perception issue, and we're not sure how real is this apparent trade truce between Trump and the president in China. So what should investors do right now? Should they buy on dips or wait on the sidelines?
Well, I'll buy on the dips, but when does the dip stop and move, turn around? The problem, the challenge will be, yes, the market is dipping, and one of the concerns is 200-day moving averages. 200 days is a year, a long time, and when a stock or an index gets back to that level, those long-term investors, those relatively long-term investors, have to question, do they stay with the index or with the stocks they're in now that they're back to break even after having a huge profit, or do they get out before taking a real loss? So the 200-day moving average is, from a technical point of view, is very important with respect to the market, with hedge funds, with algorithms, et cetera. It has very little to do with fundamentals of company. But when you're dealing with the market, there is a big difference between the fundamentals of a company and the stock of a company. And that's really the question now. I do believe that between now and the end of the year, we will get the year-end rally for different reasons. The timing is going to be tough. I'm in no hurry to get long. There are a couple of exchange-traded funds that go up when the market goes down. That's a possibility for now. But there's no real hurry. The G20 is just over, and the initial reaction was positive. Now it's negative. Let's just give it a time, and let's just see what China and what the U.S. do to move forward. The world really needs to have a good resolution between the two.
Dodge, talking about rallies, we saw oil rallying last weekend, and there is also that meeting of OPEC members. What's your view here, Dodge?
OPEC is a question now. Yes, there is a departure of one of the partners, one of the participants, not one of the largest, but the fact that we're now beginning to see questioning about the strength of OPEC and what it's going to do. We need to see what the supply of oil is going to be more than the demand at this point. We do believe that oil will continue to trade like a commodity. It will be extremely volatile. The volatility in oil will continue. I think for the next month or so, the volatility can lean towards the positive side as opposed to being on the short side and going down. I do think we have found a relative base for now. But I do think that it's going to take time in order to to confirm that we have found the low for this trend, and that there will be support not only from the supply of oil but from the demand of oil. So, not to hurry. I do think that the volatility will continue. I think we may have seen the bottom for now, but we need to have it tested in order to confirm.
Dodge, you were talking about the G20 summit earlier. So, in your opinion, how have emerging markets and currencies reacted to that summit?
They have reacted to wait and see what happens between China and the U.S. If the two can come to some kind of progressive improvement and moving forward, then I think the emerging markets are going to behave better. The initial reaction for the emerging markets was positive. Today we see a pullback in some of the ETFs that represent emerging markets are finding resistance at levels like the 100-day moving average. 100-day moving average, again, is, you know, if an investor can get back to break even, do you continue to invest in the emerging markets or do you get out whole? The question now needs to be answered, and the emerging markets as a group continue to be in a downtrend. However, we're beginning to see the possibility of some kind of support and a bottom. And if we can hold that for about 3 weeks, then from a technical point of view, you will begin to see buying in different emerging markets. And then the emerging markets as a whole will be beginning to find support.
Turning the attention back to the U.S. markets, we see that tech stocks continue to lead the advance. And Microsoft seems to have entered the race for the most valuable public listed companies. And, you know, there's Amazon, there's Apple, there are the FANG stocks. What do you think of this sector? Will it continue to lead the market or are you looking at other sectors, Dodge?
It will lead the market, but maybe not to the upside. We're also, you know, leading the market to the downside. And you take a look, Amazon was down 5.8% yesterday, and Apple was down 4.4%. And if you put out Google in there, or Alphabet, which is also part of the FANG, Google was down 4.8%. Microsoft was down less. It was down only 3.1%. But if you take a look at those stocks, yes, we are still focusing on technology because we are now at the beginning of a transition, and we're going to be watching this very carefully. Microsoft, Amazon, Google can't hope to compete with Apple on profit. They reported $59.5 billion for the year ended in September. That total surpasses the combined profits of Amazon, Alphabet, and Microsoft altogether. But there is a transition. There is a transition away from the iPhone and from the strength of Apple. The three tech companies that have lesser financial results have a potential monster cloud computing business that can creep up on Apple and overtake Apple over time. So there is a battle going on, and we would prefer not to have to choose one over the other. We're looking at all. And we're comparing the relative performance. The fact that Microsoft did go down less does give us more of a faith in Microsoft, but only for the short term. We're talking about trading and a trading environment, not long term.
Good stuff. Thanks so much. And that was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lander & Fuse Capital Managers in New York, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.